Welcome to Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk. Today's very special guest is former Giants offensive lineman Roman Oben, and we're going to do something a little bit different today. We're doing our very own Giants.com mock drafts. Roman, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, John.
All right, let's take a look and see how we set this up here in round number one. Not a ton of surprises. You have two quarterbacks going in the top 11 up until the Giants pick at 12, Johnny Manziel and Blake Bortles, but everything else is pretty much by the books.
Yeah, and speaking of Johnny Manziel, I'm glad we don't have to talk about Johnny Manziel because he's not even an option for the Giants at 12. But one guy, I think we talked about this, Mike Evans, Johnny Manziel's receiver. A lot of Giants fans are hoping that he drops to 12, but he probably will not be there. Big guy, 6'4", 230 pounds, great talent. He'll probably be gone to Tampa or somebody earlier. Another guy, Calvin Pryor. You know, I went to Louisville. I like my Louisville guys, but I think he's a higher pick than he's rated. Pittsburgh's there in the middle. Makes sense to take him in the middle rounds. But coming out of this draft, I think he's better than a hot Clint Dix at safety. I think Buffalo really liked him, some of the reports I'm reading. So look for Calvin Pryor to jump up in probably that top 10.
And now this does give the Giants, Roman, a ton of options here at number 12. Let's take a look at some of the names here that the Giants could consider when they select at number 12. We'll start on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, let's look at the top. I mean, Taylor Lewan, Michigan, you know the pedigree. Michigan puts out a lot of good guys, tough, nasty, finishes blocks. 6'7", 310 pounds, ran a 4.79. I mean, these guys are getting faster and faster. And again, he started all 4 years, so he's a safe bet, one of the top tackles in this draft. And obviously, Zach Martin started a tackle at Notre Dame, and his only weakness is he projects as a guard inside. Great blocker at the second level, gets those linebackers and get to those DBs on those screens, so he would be a great guard inside. Going back to Taylor Lewan, he could come in and start right away as a rookie, which will mean you can move Justin Pugh inside at one of the guard spots. Some of that was addressed in free agency, but there will be a lot of competition in training camp for the Giants and offensive line.
And Roman, in the offseason, the Giants lost their starting wide receiver, Akiem Nicks. They also lost their starting tight end in Brandon Myers. Eli Manning needs some weapons outside, and there are three players here that are available that could really help out the Giants in that regard.
Yeah, I mean, let's start with Eric Ebron, tight end. Came out as a junior, so he's a young guy, a lot of athletic ability. And he's got this ego thing at the draft. He was like saying he was going to come out, saying he was one of the better guys. I like his productivity at the tight end position. I just think he's a bit of a marginal blocker on the line of scrimmage. As an offensive lineman, you need a sixth guy that can be good at the point of attack, blocking those linebackers and those sweeps, those outside runs, and controlling the backside with some of those cutoffs. I think he's a great possession guy. I think you got to be creative with him, get him in that lineup, but I don't think he's a good point of attack blocker.
All right, so watch this. So I'm going to do this. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's fair. You can probably cross him out if you want to. And then let's look at these receivers. Odell Beckham, I really like this guy. You know, 5'11", 198. He's not one of these 6'5", 230, you know, basketball build kind of guys, but he's got great speed, 4.38 40. Mom was All-American track runner. Dad played at LSU as well. I remember him in the early 90s, showing you my age. But he's a great talent, great receiver, one-on-one matchups. He will win those, and he's a great returner. So you can be productive across the board. And then you've got Marquise Lee, also a junior, USC. A lot of production, 6 feet, about 195 pounds. He's kind of a thin-frame guy. So you've got to be creative the way you get him involved in an offense, almost like a Marquise Colston. Not a true number one guy as far as playing that X receiver, but he's a good talent enough that he will get production. He's going to have to learn to get off the jam. These NFL DBs are a lot more physical than what he played in the in college in the Pac-10. Again, but out of these guys in receiving core tight ends, I like Odell Beckham the best.
All right, so we're going to put a little check next to Mr. Beckham. X out Marquise Lee, who, by the way, was a Biletnikoff Award winner in his sophomore year at USC. Injured his knee his junior year, played through it, did not have as productive of a season. Now, the Giants did add a lot of new players on defense in the offseason, but it was primarily in the secondary. Roman, they could still use some help up front, especially rushing the passer, and they have three guys here that could help in that regard.
Yeah, Aaron Donald was probably the best defensive lineman in college football this year. He won every single award you can imagine. He's an undersized guy, 6 feet tall, about 285 pounds, so he's more of a penetrator. He's not a guy that's going to hold up two offensive linemen while the linebackers make the play. He's got to make his living in the backfield. Again, size, undersized, but he makes up with quickness. And he runs. He runs sideline to sideline making plays. So I like his effort playing to and past the whistle. And now you talk about these linebackers. Anthony Barr, another intriguing guy at the linebacker position. He was a former running back. He's only been a starting linebacker in college for 2 years and has really jumped in that somewhere in that top 10 conversation. He's equally as quick in a two or a three-point stance. One of the things I liked about him that I saw on film, and I think he's good blitzing on the outside, creating sacks, and maybe blitzing inside as well. Coverage will improve. I think a lot of people say, well, coverage is a weakness, but I think Anthony Barr is good on the line of scrimmage. And then you've got C.J. Mosley. 3-year starter at Alabama. He's been as productive as anybody on that defensive line. He's definitely a first-rounder. I just don't know if the Giants will take him at 12 as a middle linebacker.
All right, Roman, we know who's available. We know who's off the board. Put on Jerry Reese's shoes right now. You're GM of the Giants. Who are you picking with the 12th pick in the NFL draft?
Well, based on these guys, John, who we've talked about, the guy I like the most is Odell Beckham, junior wide receiver from LSU.
Now, remember, the Giants in the offseason added a lot of players on the defensive side of the ball. So they do need some weapons to replace Akeem Nix. They lost their starting tight end, Brandon Myers. Victor Cruz needs somebody to take some double teams off of him on that side of the field. But, Roman, as a player, why do you like Odell Beckham as a specific fit for the New York Giants?
Well, you know, as the LSU, Cam Cameron, longtime NFL offensive coordinator, I think he's pro-ready based on things he did in college. And, again, you cannot argue with that 4.38 speed. He's pro-ready. He's going to get some one-on-ones. You've got Victor Cruz. You've got other guys in the system. He's going to get some matchups favorable to him on the outside.
And someone else to compete in the return game as well.
100%.
Roman, appreciate the time as always.
My pleasure.
And thanks for joining us for our special mock draft series right here on Giants.com. For Roman Obin, I am John Schmelk. We'll see you next time.
Watch Giants First and 10 Draft Special Thursday at 8:30 on MSG and Giants.com.